Gloria, it says, glory be to God on high, who launched the sunlight, loosed the rain, who scattered stars across the sky, who piled the mountains and roiled the plains. And then later there's a reference to, glory be, thanks to, for feather, fur, for scale and fin, for vine up twisting and blossoms fire. So it's really a piece about the earth, about animals, and celebrating all of that instead of just celebrating the divine. It looks at where is the divine within our community, within our earth, within all of us who live here together. My name is Dr. Vicki Berichter, and I'm artistic director of the Boulder Chorale. And this year we're doing this wonderful bluegrass mass. It's called The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass by the Minnesota composer Carol Burnett. And it takes all of the classical mass texts, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Sanctus, the Credo, you know, the I Believe, and One God, the Father, and all of that. And it kind of brings it down to earth in a way that bluegrass music itself does.
Bluegrass music is certainly known for harmony singing. That's a real hallmark of the genre. A lot of that comes from church music, people growing up and singing in the old hymns. So in some ways, it's a really logical connection to have a bluegrass mass. My name is Kevin Slick, and I'm the president of the Colorado Bluegrass Music Society. The Bluegrass Mass is a new composition that has been written with the bluegrass music sort of idiom in mind, or the style in mind, and trying to combine a choral work with the bluegrass music.
This piece doesn't feel very religious in any kind of traditional sense at all. There's no dogma in it or anything. It's all about our community and celebration of each other and of the earth. It's very home, down home and dancey and celebratory, and the Rapid Grass Bluegrass Band is just fantastic. You know, there's no happier instrument than a banjo.
Rapid Grass, the group that's going to be playing with them, are certainly one of the finest bands as far as instrumental virtuosity. These guys are just monster players. Music is a bond, and it's a way of sharing that transcends background, language, certainly political affiliations and or religious inclinations, and that's a great thing. If you can connect to people by playing music and singing together, I think that's something that is essential for the human race.